All right, a happy Friday, happy Valentine's Day from the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky, and where we're at the Case. It's not a booth. You got the corner of the show here, Greg Lucy. Good to see you, Greg.
Glad to be here. I mean, we're launching some new models at the National Farm Machinery Show this year, and we're very excited because we think these tractors will have a good future for a lot of our producers going forward.
You have some new names. We've got the Magnum, and there are some other lines that farmers are familiar with, but you've got some new names.
We do. Well, one of the new names we have is a Vestrum. So we're launching a Vestrum 100 and a Vestrum 130 at the show. That's going to be a nice premium tractor for our livestock producers. And we're also launching three new models of a Farmall A series. So we'll have a new Farmall 95A, a Farmall 105A, and a Farmall 115A, which will meet the needs of a lot of producers. I mean, the A series, we lead on price, so it's more of an economy-based tractor, but we're still loaded with a lot of standard features on the tractors as well.
Farmall is not a new name. That goes back to the early part of the 20th century. So is that kind of line resurrected?
Well, we brought, it's amazing. The Farmall began in 1923, the Farmall name. It hung around for a lot of years. It disappeared like in the 60s, 70s for a while, where those tractors were called Internationals. Our company brought it back in 2003. So since 2003, we've brought Farmalls back, and we've been adding to the lineup ever since. So now we have, with the launch of these new A-Series tractors, we have a full complement of economy-based Farmalls, deluxe-based Farmalls, and even some premium Farmalls as well.
From the days of J.I. Case, we've come a long way, baby, huh?
And Cyrus McCormick, too.
Yeah,
J.I. Case, Cyrus McCormick. So a lot has changed since then. Back then, there were a lot fewer models. The Farmall M was the big tractor back in the 40s, 50s, but now we have livestock tractors. The Farmall name goes up to about 140 horsepower. After 140 horsepower, we get into some of the other names like Vestrum and Maxim and Puma, Optum, Magnum, and Steiger.
Okay. Describe the application of some of those tractors.
Well, the Farmalls are utility tractors, livestock-based tractors, so a lot of dairy tractors, a lot of beef cattle operations, a lot of other livestock as well. Even Farmalls go into a lot of municipal operations, a lot of snow removal operations in Canada, even a lot of specialty operations in the California region where there's a lot of diversity in crops and a lot of trees out there as well. So Farmall is kind of like the Leatherman or the Swiss Army knife of tractors. We can still do it all with Farmalls. We have more of the economy level trim levels for Farmalls, and we have more of the higher up Farmalls, the premium and deluxe Farmalls that have more sophisticated hydraulic systems and more capacities, whether it's loader lift capacity or three-point lift capacity. The bigger the Farmall, the more it can do.
Sure, a little more appropriate for the Dakotas and Minnesota type of farming.
Definitely. I mean, your neck of the woods in North Dakota, I mean, a lot of big equipment up there. Still a lot of Farmalls. I mean, Farmall goes everywhere. Farmall, you put a loader on it, you can do a lot of utility work on your farm or ranch.
All right, Puma, that's kind of a flashy little name. What type of a tractor is a Puma?
Puma is a very versatile tractor. It's a tractor that swings between 150 and 200 horsepower. The Puma is really made for commercial hay work. And you can pull some big balers with Pumas. You have loader lift capacities with Pumas up, past 5,000 pounds. Can do a lot of work, can lift a lot of square bales. And Pumas are used a lot in actually North Dakota, South Dakota, and the upper Midwest there. So the Puma is a highly versatile tractor in our lineup as well.
And what horsepower ranges?
The Puma is about, swings between 150 on the low end and 2 to 220 on the high end. Is the Puma models. We have a short wheelbase Puma model for producers that want to turn tighter, but we have a longer wheelbase as well in the Puma that can be used in row crop operations as well.
Okay. I see you got one here that says low profile. That would be for maybe cleaning out the hog barn or dairy barn or something, or other application?
That's right. We've just launched this new low profile tractor at the show this year. Just got our first units in North America. The low profile is going to be an excellent tractor for us in many, many situations. I mean, if you're on a lot of hills, a lot of highly sloping ground, a lot of erodible
ground, low center of gravity.
Low center of gravity, you feel more stable with a low profile. Low profile also can be used exclusively in a lot of poultry operations. A lot of poultry barns have low ceilings, and they need to get in that building and have good turning radius, and that's what this low-profile tractor is going to do for us. It's got, with her ops folded, you can get down to under 69 inches of clearance, and that's going to be essential for a lot of our poultry customers going forward.
Sure.
Low profile, but not a compact tractor. This is a big tractor.
No, our low profile tractor goes up to a Farmall 115A, which is 100 PTO horsepower. So to find a competitive tractor that has 100 PTO horsepower is going to be hard to do. So we launched this Farmall 115A with a low center of gravity at 100 PTO horsepower, and that's kind of an industry exclusive we have with this model.
Some of the categories that we haven't talked about yet of the new tractor lines from Case.
Like I said previously, we've launched a new Vestrom tractor as well. The Vestrom is the smallest tractor we have in our lineup that has a closed center hydraulic system. So for our producers that need closed center load sensing hydraulics, that want a deluxe cab, want sophisticated transmission like a CVT transmission, or an active drive 8 transmission, the Vestrom is good for them. The Vestrom is slightly smaller than our Maxim line, has a smaller footprint, tighter turning radius, and it'll be great for a livestock producer that needs to be a little more nimble with a loader on the front and move between buildings and be a little more nimble than a larger size tractor.
Sure. Good for a lot of precision ag though, say pulling a planter, or is that not quite appropriate?
No, the Vestrom can be used for that. We have the Vestrom pretty much is very deluxe. It's AFS ready. It could be AFS ready. It can be telematics ready. It can run baler automation. So the Vestrom will be a very good tractor to perform all kinds of operations, whether advanced farming operations or doing loader work, for example.
Greg, did we miss anything? Because there's just so much swimming around in my head here with all your new tractors.
Well, we have the new AFS Connect Magnum here. We have we're launching the new Speed Tiller as well. So we have a lot of new and great things at Case IH, whether it's the Vestrom, the new Farmall A Series, AFS Connect Magnum, the new Speed Tiller. We have a lot of great new products that our customers will help them be more productive on the farm and ranch.
Sure. All right. And, of course, I bet videos all over on the Case website.
Definitely. Check out CaseH.com. Check out our great dealer network in North America. We have a great dealer network of Case IH dealers who are willing to help you and get you in the right solution.
Around Racine, Wisconsin, where you're based, all the corn harvested yet?
There's still some corn in the field. If I'm driving around the area, there's still some corn standing. Now, I don't know if it's standing for wildlife purposes or they just didn't get to it. But I do see a few big fields that have been unharvested. It was a wet spring and a wet fall. And I don't see any soybeans up to date, but still, there's still some corn out there.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of corn in the Dakotas, and we're going to need some good tractors to get through the spring quickly.
Definitely.
All right, thank you much for the visit, Greg Lucy, Tractor Marketing Manager for Case. Thank you for the visit, and this is real exciting here.
Yeah, I love it. Thanks for being here, and we have a great, great display at the show.
Yep. All right. So get the National Farm Machinery Show on your bucket list. Get here next year, folks.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
You bet. Greg Lucy from Case IH.